It's famed for being one of China's furnace cities, with the longest summers and hottest temperatures. But in the last couple of months, the heat in the southwestern city of Chongqing has been oppressive even by its own standards. Mercury levels have frequently topped 40 degrees Celsius and hit an all-time record high of 45 degrees earlier this week.
Yeah, it's hot as hell. I'm melting.
Many tourists come to Chongqing to marvel at its sights. The Jialing River might be what's most eye-catching now. It's a major tributary that meets the Yangtze further south, and it's dried up so much people can walk halfway across it.
I'm definitely worried. It could affect residents and those that need to use the water.
Forecasters have warned the dry spell could last well into September. Authorities have begun discharging water from the Three Gorges Dam to replenish the Yangtze and its offshoots, but normal flows could still be months away. Here in the city, people are cooling off wherever possible. This library, converted out of an old air raid shelter, has become a popular hangout. A breeze circulates through the funnel-shaped space, making it an ideal hideaway.
When it's especially hot, more people come.
But elsewhere, it's hard to escape the effects of this heatwave and the drought that's come with it. A short drive south of the city is Longjing Village. With insufficient irrigation, crops here are dying.
Well, this here shows pretty clearly why crops are struggling. The water for this field behind us has receded about 20 metres away from the crops, and what's been left behind is just this bone-dry layer of mud.
Reports say more than 350,000 people in rural Chongqing are suffering because of a shortage of water supplies. Many of them, like one man we spoke to, are elderly and can't do much to fix the problem.
For irrigation systems, you have to buy pipes and machines. You have to spend the money, and it's not worth it because the stuff is already dried and died. What's the point of watering if it's already dead?
And with many scientists saying hotter days as a result of global warming are here to stay, days here for the people of Longjing could be numbered. Patrick Falk, Al Jazeera, Chongqing, China.